Taylor Swift, huge week, CMA Awards performance, Red sells 1.2 million albums, and of course she finds herself in Life and Style Weekly as well. Recap of the week that was, senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me now here on The Ralphie Show. And of course, in addition to Taylor's award show performance and the big album sales, of course there had to be some relationship news, and Taylor Swift, Connor Kennedy are donezo.
But what's the most awkward thing is that apparently she still bought that house next to that, the whole Kennedy compound in Hyannisport.
And it's probably a sound real estate investment anyways, no?
Yeah, but there's probably a lot of other places she can do a good real estate investment rather than next to her ex-boyfriend. That's just my two cents on it. But I'm looking forward to hearing the next song that's going to come out from Taylor Swift about this breakup.
Absolutely, absolutely. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on The Ralphie Show. Britney Spears started her first week of live X Factor episodes, of course, with the new hosts as well. But Britney's moving into a new pad herself, right?
Yeah, well, you know, she's been facing a lot of controversy, so she's determined to leave her troubled past behind, and Britney Spears has decided to do that by buying a breathtaking $8.5 million California estate. It has 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, an infinity pool, and a spa, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's a great way to start fresh in Hollywood.
Wrap it up here, but Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe. You know, at least Britney has a home, at least Taylor Swift has multiple homes. There are many on the East Coast left with absolutely nothing following Hurricane Sandy. And of course, it's affected a number of just regular citizens up and down the coast, but celebrities as well, some chiming in, some also directly affected. Jordy, we'll start with Jersey Shore. Seaside Heights is just an absolute mess. I mean, the whole boardwalk has been wiped out, and certainly that hits home with the cast of Jersey Shore, right?
Absolutely. It's so sad to see the devastation there, and all of the members of the Jersey Shore cast have come out and said that they will do whatever it is that needs to be done to repair the Seaside Heights area, and they're just speaking out, trying to raise money, whatever is needed. So it's really a sad situation, but I'm glad that Hollywood's getting on board and trying to help repair the devastation.
Nice for the cast of Jersey Shore to lend their celebrity to something good, to a good cause for sure. Now, of course, Jersey not the only area affected. New York, Staten Island, brutally hammered, Long Island as well, and even in Manhattan, lower Manhattan left without power for pretty much the entire week, and that affected some people like Katie Holmes, no?
Absolutely. Katie Holmes went without power. So, of course, what does an A-lister do in a situation like this? Well, they head up to the classiest of hotels on the Upper East Side. They headed to Mark Hotel, but they weren't the only ones that were there. Emma Stone, Jonah Hill, Naomi Watts, Liev Schreiber, Russell Crowe, and Kelly Ripa are all reported to be taking refuge there as well. So they have a little bit better accommodations than I do right now, I should say.
Yeah, well, I mean, if any a week to kind of all huddle in the same place, if you're a big-time celebrity, this is the week, because the last thing anybody's thinking about is trying to hound you for a photo or an autograph. I mean, people are fending 3-4 hours just to get a tank of gas. I mean, it is just, it's surreal what's going on right now, and hopefully the worst is behind us. Read about those stories and many more in Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe. I hope you find some electricity and heat soon. Thank you for the 411.
Thanks.